So glad you're all here.
Let's get started.
Would you like to start the day off by sharing?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Josh Sabara, and you're listening to Everybody Loves Sex with Jackie and Sunny.
Yes, they do. And we are back with Josh Sabara, and this is Afterglow. And Josh was just saying he'd never been with a woman. Is that what you just asked him, Jackie?
Yeah, I always think it's interesting. I mean, you were a virgin until you were 31, but
right.
It's funny because
but now I'm 41.
Okay, so you've
had
10
good
years.
We've had a good decade.
Well, no, but what I was going to say is a lot of my gay friends mm-hmm. had sex with women just to keep up the guys, which I can't really imagine having sex with somebody that you're not into.
Right. Well, I'm not one of those people, you know, you'll talk to a lot of gay men, and not to be stereotypical, but you'll say the word vagina or this is
Afterglow. You can say whatever you
want.
Oh my God.
Whatever,
there goes
whatever
Jackie
word
again.
You'd like to use for the hair pie.
And,
and you'll get a lot of gay men who'll be like, ew, you know, as I was telling you earlier, my father's a urologist, so this kind of talk is really dinner table conversation for
right.
me. So the idea of a vagina is not repulsive to me. I think it's lovely. It's nice. It looks like a little flower tucked away. Couldn't be happier. It just doesn't turn me on. So I'm not somebody who's put off by it.
Right. It just doesn't get you going.
It just doesn't get me going. And never had the interest, never had the opportunity, mm-hmm. and don't even feel the need to experiment.
Did you, when you were younger, though, I'm always curious to ask people this, like, when did you know you were gay? I mean, I know you had a hard time admitting it or at least mm-hmm. saying it, but when you were, like, a child.
Four, five, I knew in kindergarten. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so interesting to me that people
you don't
are...
know, because you're not sexualized at that age.
Sure.
You don't really understand what it is, but there's sort of this fiber of awareness that runs through you. You know you're different. And then, and you know that you sort of have this different, you know, like, my sister was a few years ahead of me in school, and I would see some of her friends from third and fourth grade, and I always would be staring at the little boys.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
You know, so you don't really know what it is. You don't know that you want to have sex with that person.
You're just
but you know
attracted
there's some
them.
Kind of attraction there.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to articulate, you know, for people who, you know, as natural as it is for a straight person to say, well, I'm just interested in women, or I'm just interested in men. It feels that natural to me mm-hmm. to be interested in men. And what's funny is even in all of the time that I struggled with my sexuality, there was never a point where I thought to myself, gee, I wish I weren't gay.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
That you know, and really now I wouldn't change it if given the opportunity. I mean, I love men. You know, but another thing that's funny is I relate better to women on an interpersonal level. So sometimes I think if I could be married to a woman but have sex with the man.
You'd have everything you wanted.
Yeah.
I'd have what I wanted because I relate better to women.
Yeah. I can see that. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. I think I remember you telling me that your parents bought you porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually a story in the book.
Can you tell Jackie about that?
Wait, was it straight porn?
No,
I love your parents.
We were. My parents were out here visiting, and I loved to buy the funny, dirty cards at the pleasure chest. They do. They used to have a lot of funny cards. I think they've pared down their selection.
Yeah.
And my parents were out here visiting. They come out twice a year, and I pulled into the pleasure chest because I needed to get some funny birthday cards. And so my parents were having a great time reading all of the cards, and I finished what I needed. And I said, I'm going to go look at some of the videos. You know, when you and mom are done, let me know. Well, they had finished before I had finished. So all of a sudden I see these two little cotton top Jewish 70-year-olds from Florida walk around right. into the porn area. And I'm looking at two different videos. One was called Dawson's Crack and one was called Scrotal Recall.
Love them both.
I remember specifically. And I'm holding the two of them trying to decide. And my dad grabs it out of my hand. And you obviously know the graphic nature of the pictures on the back.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My dad grabs the box from me and he turns it over and he's studying the pictures. And he says, these are $60 a piece.
Damn.
Like, none of the rest of it was
shocking.
Of concern.
No.
It was the price point.
Of course. Well, it is expensive.
So I said, well, I tried to explain with my studio marketing hat on. I said, well, it's about copy depth. You know, I said, when we do Harry Potter and we ship 12 million units, it doesn't cost as much per unit. But when you're shipping 5,000 copies, you know,
of Harry Twatter, which
exactly.
is a movie. Okay,
sorry. So for about an hour on the way home, my dad went back and forth. I mean, it was harping and harping and harping. And he said, so, you know, how many times do you watch one of these? I said, I don't know. If there's four scenes, maybe I'll watch each one twice. And he's like, well, if you amortize that out, that's $8 an orgasm or whatever it was. He's like, why can't you watch the same one over? I mean, this was the conversation. It had nothing to do with the nature of the material I was buying or the fact that I enjoyed it or the fact that, by the way, they paid for it.
I love
it. They bought it for me because they were out here and that's what parents do.
Parents do.
Pay
that.
For your
you
porn.
Know?
They do.
But it was the price, and did I really need a new one? Couldn't I just pull out? You know, he said, penises and butts have not changed.
No.
And I said, well, you know. Then by that logic, no one needs the new Barbra Streisand album. They can listen to the one from 1975.
That's true.
So why continue to create?
Yes, exactly.
Well, anyway.
Josh, you're amazing. I love
Thank
you.
So are you guys.
And people can find you at joshsabera.com.
Right.
On Facebook at /joshsaberaauthor.
Author, yes. And then on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
At Josh Sabera.
Perfect. So thank you again so much. This has been Afterglow, and we'll be back next week with Courtney, our expert pole dancer.
I was gonna say, why didn't I get to be on with Courtney, the expert pole dancer?
Wow, so you're a sex addict too.
Sex, 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 what can I say?
Right, right, I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. Many people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.